जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरी वरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभ जशुदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन सुदनंदन ब्रज जन जशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन सुदनंदन यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णो हरे कृष्णो कृष्णा कृष्णो हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Sudarshan Sri Srimad Shalabhaicharya Narvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Nitalera Purushimishnupad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sosita Thakur Ki Jai Ananta Kuri Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Guru Parampara Ki Jai Brahmanda Guru Sampadaya Ki Jai Namachar Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Srirupasi Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath Srijiva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath Sarvagoswami Prabhu Ki Jai Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadi Dham Ki Jai Dwarakapuri Dham Ki Jai Jagannathpuri Dham Ki Jai Sangat Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Alachwara Mandreti Mandir Bhaktavinda Ki Jai Radha Shyam Sundar Jeev Ki Jai Gaur Nitai Ki Jai Krishna Balaram Jeev Ki Jai Sangat Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan Jeev Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to the assembled devotees Hare Krishna All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamscha Namaum Vishnapadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschat Deshatarine Namaum Vishnapadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Tinamine Nama Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Bhragamurtaye Vipralambara Sambodhe Padambo Jayate Namo Nama Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Sakti Sarupaya Rupanu Gavarayate Gaura Virbhava Bhumestamni Deshta Sajjana Priyo Vaishnava Sarvabhauma Sri Jagannathayate Namo Vancha Kalpataruvascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीना बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वृंदाय तुलसी देवाय प्रियाय केशवस्य च कृष्ण भक्ति पदे देवी सत्त भक्ति श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त बिंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे थैंक यू आई लाइक टू थैंक टू Srila Prabhupada and his missions and his dear all the devotees who are very kind and affectionate to me and always shows their affection and by their mercy I would like to express my gratitude to all of you and please forgive me if there is anything mistake because there are a lot of Srila Prabhupada's disciples senior to me. Please correct me and give your unconditional mercy because I can't buy it without your unconditional mercy. So Madhava Mahaprabhu asked that we read we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam under Srila Prabhupada's guidance and Guru Parampara's guidance. Canto 10, Chapter 8, Lord Krishna shows the universal form. So here Chapter 8. Text 11, 12. So we do text 11 and then 12. Oh, okay. So we do text 12. But the 12 has a prose. So which one we do? Okay. We'll do text 11, is that okay? श्री सुख उवाच श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी से एवं इन दिस वे संप्रार्थितः बीइंग ईगरली रिक्वेस्टेड विप्रः The Brahmana Gargamuni. Sa Chikirshitam Eva, which he already desired to do and for which he had gone there. Tat that Chakara performed Namakaranam. The name-giving ceremony. Gurudaha confidentially. Rahashi in a secluded place. Balayo of the two boys. Krishna and Balaram. Sri Sukha Uvacha. एवं संप्रतितो विप्रः साचिकीर्षितम् एव तत् चकार नाम कारणम् गुधारः शिबालयो श्रीसुख उवाच एवं संप्रतितो विप्रः साचिकीर्षितम् एव तत् चकार नाम कारणम् गुधोरः शिबालयो श्रीसुख उवाच एवं संप्रतितो विप्रः साचिकीर्षितम् एव तत् चकार नाम कारणम् गुधोरः शिबालयो प्लीज रिपीट एवं संप्रतितो विप्र सकार नाम कारणम् शिवालयो एवं संप्रतितो विप्र शीर्षितम् एव चकार नाम कारणम् गुरोरः शिबालयो एवं संप्रतितो विप्र चकार नाम कारणम् माताजी एवं संप्रतितो विप्र ईशितमेव तत् सकार नाम कारणम् गुरोरः शिबालयो एवं संप्रतितो विप्र ईशितम् एव तत् नाम कारणम् Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Gurukulas, please. I'm sorry. Evam Sachi Kirshitam Evatat Chakar Namakaranam Gudaraha Sibalayo. Thank you. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Srila Sukadev Goswami continued, having thus been especially requested by Nanda Maharaj to do that which he already desired to do, Gargamuni performed the same name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram in a solitary place. Text 12, Sri Garga Uvacha, I am he Rohini Putra, Ramayan Surido Gunai, Akash Chaschape Rama Iti, Balad Bikhad Balam Vidhu, Balam Vidhu, Jadunam Aprithag Bhavat sankarshanam ushanti api. Translation, Gargamuni says, this child, the son of Rohini, will give all happiness to his relatives and friends by his transcendental qualities. Therefore, he will be known as Rama. And because he will manifest extraordinary bodily strength, he will also be known as Bala. Moreover, because he unites two families, Vasudev's family and family of Nanda Maharaj, he will be known as Sankarsan. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Baladev was actually the son of Devaki and he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact was not disclosed according to the statement in the Haribhamsa. Pratyau vachatato ramaha sarvanschan avitastitan jadavesu api sarvesu bhavantu mama vallavaha. Gargamuni did disclose to Nanda Maharaj that Balaram would be known as Sankarsan because of uniting two families. The Jadu Bangsa and the Bangsa of Nanda Maharaj, one of which was known as Kshatriya and the other as Vaishyas. Both families had the same original forefather. The only difference being that Nanda Maharaj was born of Vaishya wife, whereas Vasudev was born of Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaj married a Vaishya wife and Vasudev married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaishya. Now Baladev united them and therefore he was known as Sankarsan. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Narayanam namaskritam naram jeva narottamam devim sarasvatim dayasam tato jaya mudirayat mukham karati vachalam pangulam vayate girim jatki patam aham vande sri guru dinatarinam. Srila Prabhupada, I thank Keshava Prabhu to give me a dhoti to put in. They asked me to give class, so I didn't know. I just put it on that and I appreciate it. And I thank everybody, especially Pushkar Prabhu, to encourage me always. He has some kind of a greed to hear about Harikatha more. So, and Madan Man Prabhu also. And rest of you also, I don't mean like neglecting anyone. Srila Prabhupada, sometimes it overwhelms me that he gives so much information in one purport. And if somebody is aware of the whole pastimes, then it is very easy for me to accommodate and relish. Because whole purpose of Krishna consciousness, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, our sole object to relish and propagate the true nature of pure bhakti. What is pure love? We live for love, the whole world is looking for it. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this, and I found the same similar in Chaitanya Charitamrita Prabhupada also writes. So here in these pastimes we can accommodate. First of all, there are so many children here. What will be the difference between a baby Krishna versus all of you? Only one thing. Who can answer amongst the children? Can you think? Or can you say? Oh, good. Please say.
He is
very good. He is the Lord and He is one of us. He said indirectly correct what we should focus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead here as a baby, is not a baby, but the conception has to come where Garga Muni, Garga Acharya coming from Mathura, where the knowledge of God is, He is the possessor of six opulences. So when a person possesses six opulences to the complete, Aisharja, Samagra, Birja, Jasa, Sriya, then it's possible that that personality is considered Vishnu Tattva. So we have to search out. Prabhupada always put in the Bhagavatam, I find, we have to search out, means we have to analytically study how Krishna is the possessor of six opulences. Now each of children, when you are here, can you show me one child that you don't mind to stare at him forever? Is it possible? Any of you? Did you stare at your brother or sister or, I don't mean you, I know you look at your mom, but can you stare at your mom even forever? When you find a child that you want to stare at him forever, that is Krishna. Because one of the opulences is beauty. He's so beautiful that he don't want to move. And we'll see very soon that it will reveal in next chapter. Even Putana was bewildered. She was such a exalted Rakshasi. Amongst the Rakshasi, there were many Rakshasi, but she was very special, who removes conscious suffering by temporary. Even when she came, she got bewildered. How is that I am, when I submit my resume to Kamsa, who accepted me as a first killer of the children, he says, amongst all the profession of Kotora, Jesta, these are the names of the different kind of witches. And Putana is the best. Why? Sanatana Goswami Pada writes, because Putana submit her resume to Kamsa. Oh, don't worry, why you are sad for these boys, I will remove it, because I have a speciality. Then she gave all her qualification. Even she took Srimati Radhika one time in her, before she came to Vishwanu Raja's place. When Bindachal was doing a big performance, Chandra was Chandavali and Tara. And then Putana was the same one who picked them up, and then Brahmana's power brought back. So then Putana came, Putana gave the resume, all these stories, what she did, what she was qualified, but at the end she writes, my best performance is, I have a tremendous desire to suck the blood of a newly born and the weight, the tears of their cry. So I twist their neck and then, this is the highest enjoyment. Kamsa said, you are hired. Immediately, so Putana even that Putana, when she saw the beauty of Krishna, she was bewildered for a moment. How can, I'm not supposed to be in love with a boy. Who is he? So immediately Jogamaya had to intervene and cover her, so she could do her job, why she came for. So remember, this is why as a baby Krishna we are so much adoring. And the highest form of adoration is found by the Vatsalya Ras of Mother Yashoda Nanda Maharaj. In a comparison with all the mothers, anybody came to Vrindavan. So today we'll see also that how Srila Prabhupada very nicely elaborate. And there is a story of Jadu, King Jadu, or Srila Prabhupada gives how the Jadava came. And in the Jodhu dynasty, there was a famous king, Devamir. And Devamir king, he had two wives. One was Kshatriya wife, one was a Vaishya wife. And Vaishya wife had a son named Prajanna. Prajanna Maharaj was such a great personality. And why I am bringing this? Because in this verse 12, there are four names. Did you see when Prabhupada translated? Very clearly he put it. He didn't say four names, but you can pick. These are eternal names. Those are eternal names that has a very strong power. If we meditate on those names, those names literally nourishes the Brajabashis. That form of Balaram nourishes the Brajabashis by Krishna's love through his action. And those four names are very clearly mentioned. And if you look at the translation, you can see one by one. One was, first Prabhupada put Rohini Suta or Rohini Putra. There are a lot of devotees' name also. Another was Ram, and another was Balaram, another was Sankarsan. So Pajjanna Maharaj, who is the son of a Vaishya, wife of Gavanin Maharaj, he was very famous king. And he was such a qualified. But in Vedic culture, I have to talk to myself. Vedic culture, the system of varnashram was very beautiful, very unique, because it was based on Krishna consciousness. And the culmination or the pinnacle of that varnashram system is Vrindavan, where harmoniously every soul, including the animals, our eternal associate, lived happily forever. And this is what Gargamuni has a little, trickery way to Bhagavatam explaining. They went in a solitary place. Prabhupada translates ceremony for Krishna and Balaram in a solitary place. Why need solitary place? This question must come. And why need Nanda Yashoda also become very fascinated to know about it? So, thank you. So then, Sanatana Goswami Pada explained, Vishwanatha Chakravarti explained, but Prabhupada gives very condensed of all this. So we have to pull it out from Prabhupada's translation, that he gives very systematic but very condensed. Like a 5 gallon milk in a little spoon. So you have condensed. So Srila Prabhupada gave very nice. So here, one sloka has to be established in order to see that one of the sloka Prabhupada, part of it, or different part of that sloka, all the time he mentioned. Bhakti stai sthiratara bhagavan jadi shet Daivena na falati dibba kishora murti mukti sayam nukalitan jalishevate asman dharma artha kama samaya patiksha. When we perform devotional service, then these are the results supposed to come. The pure devotional service means, very simple, exclusive pleasure for divine couple or Krishna in favorable way. That's a very simple way to remember. What is pure love? That whatever we do, that is for the exclusive pleasure of Krishna in a favorable attitude. What we have? We have our mind, we have our body, we have our world. So through this way we can do. And we should make sure that there is no covering some motivation, ulterior motivation like a self satisfaction or self-desire, and no liberation or separate independent desire from that function. Then it is pure love. It will please Krishna. And Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, that's all they are doing. Why they are, how they are doing it? When, and they are, Vila Mangala Thakur explaining that Prabhupada loved that verse, Mukti Sarana Mukulam, that if somebody perform pure bhakti, pure bhakti means pure love. If somebody perform, then you will see unlimited religiosity, unlimited economic development, unlimited fulfilling desires. Whatever the whole world, whole America, whole Gainesville, whole Alachua is looking for, it's all there. And it is very harmonious. But if somebody do not adopt this pure bhakti, then all these things will cause themselves to bind in this world, even though in the name of religiosity, because Lord Krishna himself spoke in the battlefield after he could not make Yudhishthira completely. He had to take something trickery, like Krishna had to blow the conch shell when Yudhishthira Maharaj says, Kunjarabhat, or Ashwatthama died by the, in the name of elephant. So Krishna had to cover it with the, his blowing conch shell so that Dronacharya doesn't hear. So at that time he says, Matmanittam kritam papam api dharmaya kalpate ma manadrito dharma api papasyet mat prabhavato. And Mahaprabhu took it very seriously. In his teaching in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, Chari varnasumi jodi Krishna nahi bhaje sakarma bhunje rorave kurimaje. So varnasum is not our goal. Our goal is to please Krishna. Under pure Guru's guidance, exclusively then, varnasum, that under Guru's guidance, because ashram, there is no ashram without Guru. We are born with a varna, three varna, but Guru. So that time, Nanda Baba is explaining, Nanda Maharaj, he is establishing that how they were living so nicely. Now, come to this part. I didn't finish. So Prajnana Maharaj had another wife, Kshatriya, from whom the Surasen comes, and Surasen's side, Vasudev is the son, and that's how the Kshatriya family comes. And the Vaishya side, Prajnana Maharaj. So Prajnana Maharaj, he was a Vaishya. In Vedic culture, Vaishya cannot be the king. But the quality of Prajnana Maharaj was so high that even Ugrasen, the king of Mathura Mandal, Vrindavan was under, was feeling impetus that, wow, he is just a coward man and a Vaishya, but his loving nature for the entire village, they are so much in love with his protection, care, and loving affection. So they, Ugrasen himself, called Prajnana Maharaj and made him the king. And when Prajnana Maharaj was king and he was leaving this world, that time he thought, oh, I should go for doing some samadhi myself, to go in samadhi and what they call banaprastha life. So then he he spoke to Bhagavari Muni and others and says, I want to make my son king, Upananda. Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda. Nanda Maharaj is the middle of the five brothers. Then Sunanda. And that time, Prajnana Maharaj, he left. He was going to leave. So he made the coronation festival. That time he suggested Bhagavari Muni to tell the Upananda what will happen, and then he called the Upananda. But then Upananda says, in Vedic culture, eldest brother supposed to be, then he says, but problem is that you may elect me as a king, but the quality of my middle younger brother, Nanda, supersedes any of our brothers or anybody in the whole kingdom. Therefore, I suggest you should do that. Then Prajnana Maharaj said, but as a father, I cannot do it. So I will make you the king and you make him the king. That time Nanda Maharaj was a little baby, not older. So Upananda, he was coronated as king, and then when they made him king, then he called, hey Nanda, come here. So he put him on his lap and then put his Ras Tilak. Since that time Nanda Maharaj is the king. So it's very nicely how by their qualification, by their loving affection, protection, the Vrindavan Brajavasi grow up from childhood. Nanda Maharaj has so much affection between the king and the citizens. And in the relationship, I'm looking at the watch, it scares me. I'm trying to squeeze. We're going to come back to this chapter, this text, that how Nanda Maharaj, why Nanda Maharaj is trying to find the solitary place. Did he look for it? No. Because I have 15 minutes, I'm trying to at least cover this text. that Nanda Maharaj was not looking for a solitary place. Gargamuni also was not looking for a solitary place. But the pastime took place that when Vasudev, he has an opulence, complete opulence of God's vibhuti, personality, proper translate in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, very sweet book, we are just doing the study group now, that why, who is Swayam Bhagavan and who are the other incarnation. More you go further, you hear those words, plenary expansion, but what does that mean? Means lesser personality, lesser Sharup Shakti will manifest. So the highest form of internal potency, Prabhupada writes, highest form of personality will manifest only in Vrindavan. That's why he is Swayam Bhagavan. And he has a two name Mahaprabhu gave to Vallabhbhatta, Shyam Sundar, which is related to conjugal rasa and sakha rasa, and Yashodanandan, relate to also all the rasas. Very sweet. But Prabhupada also gives in teachings of Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Shiksha that Krishna should be known as Brajananandan. Brajananandan, another lecture Prabhupada says, left side is Srimati Radhika, means Ananda potency, right side is Baladev, is Sat potency, pure existence, and Krishna is the Sambit potency. What does that mean? Sambit means feelings and relationship. So in this verse, we should see what is the feeling and relationship between the Lord and His associates, who is coming with opulence knowledge, going to be confront with Nanda Yashoda, who is pure sweetness, Prabhupada, pure sweetness form. So how it clashes, and in the conversation is very nice dialogue, we can see, between Gaurava Acharya and Nanda Yashoda. So in Mathura, Vasudev and Devaki, they are under surveillance, not like a camera, but, I mean, I don't know details how they had a, Kongsa had a surveillance, but there was a spy, always spying, what Vasudev, Devaki thinking, talking, who to talk, who is coming, going, like this, very heavy surveillance. Because Kongsa, he heard from Yogamaya that yes, Jatu Kholo, Tavanto Krit, those verses are there in the previous two chapters, that oh, you fools, you killer, Tabanta means your end, we say killer, is already born somewhere. So he knows, yes, but he does not know who it is, where it is. So this confusion made him more nervous and intensifying his hateful nature towards Krishna. It's not that he doesn't know God. He knows, Kamsa knows God, but he doesn't want to obey God's authority. He doesn't want to surrender. So they goes against. His intensity against God was very triggered in order to have the lila more pure form. That's why Srila Prabhupada removes the doubt, because when we read Krishna book, maybe doubt, then we have to go to Bhagavatam also. Prabhupada says in another lecture, the question may come, why Narad Muni going to Kamsa and giving him more information to become more enemy to Krishna? Doesn't sound like a devotee. No, he is the greatest devotee, because he, Prabhupada removed the doubt that he went there. Why? Because the whole world is looking for only Krishna to appear, Krishna to come to Mathura. That's why he is going again and again, different time, to promote Kamsa to become more envious, so that Krishna can come to Mathura, all this lila will take place, all the demon will be killed. Demons also represent anarthas, they have to be removed from the heart of a sadhaka, like this. So that time, Vasudev, in his surveillance prison, or you can say house, he was marking 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, how many days, and he would not talk, or Devaki would not talk so many people, very rare. Why? Because they are very suspicious if Kamsa ever find out that middle of the night, we placed our son, only son, object of love, to Nanda Maharaj's house, then it will be very disturbing. So better, we don't talk anybody, we just cry in our own room, closet, something like that. And they are in a great separation. But this separation is not a is not materially apparently maybe it is suffering, but it is the highest form of ecstasy. The soul never wants to do anything. I have to mention this because it's very important. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in Anuvashya, he writes, Oye dina dayad nato he mathura nato padao balokkase. In Madhavendra Puri's separation, Ridayam tad loka kataram daito bhamayati kim karomiham. He writes in the purport that Madhavendra Puri is, he met the Lord. But why is crying, I haven't met, O Lord, where are you? You gone to live in Mathura, I could not reach you. My heart is very disturbed. Srimati Radhika and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the same feeling, Prabhupada says, three people. So that if somebody cries in this world, generally when somebody dies or could not get, they cry. And if you ask, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, actually they are not crying for that person. They are crying for their own self. I am crying for my mother. Why? Because when I was hungry, she used to feed me. So I am crying for what? So I won't get the prasad or whatever, food. I am crying for my father. Why? Because I need money, but he is not here today, so he is dead, or I am crying. This is not pure love. This is called Jarananda, material so-called love exhibit. Kamsa was a very good example. He was crying at one point that emotionally he took over the chariot driving. But when the real threat came, what happened? His emotion for his sister. He threw away the rein and hold the, grab her hair and other hand, right hand with the sword. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion, you can see very nicely he explains, this is called material, so-called emotion, so-called enjoyment. But Vasudev Devakis is not like this. They are genuine love they had. And the highest form of that Vatsala Ras in Nanda Yashoda. So then, Vasudev Devaki, they, when it came to 99 days, Vasudev was very disturbed. Why? He wants to follow the dharma, religion, but under the umbrella of bhakti, pleasing Krishna. That's why it is very sweet. So immediately, went in the middle of the night to Gargacharya's house and told him the whole story, that until today, only me and my wife knew this, that middle of the night we took our son. He is the Supreme God. Everybody knew, but they did not know what happened. How did he disappear? There is a rumors going around. Like Putana gave a rumor, the seventh child, the Prabhupada writes, he was brought to Rohini's womb. Putana told Kamsa, you know the power I have? You don't have to kill. I'll kill them before. Okay, do something. Putana said, you watch. So Jogamaya created a miscarriage. But it was not a miscarriage. The Devaki's son was taken to Rohini's womb. But Kamsa was satisfied too. That's why he never inquired what happened to the seventh child. Because he thought it was miscarriage, Putana's power. So Jogamaya creates to fulfill everybody's desire like this. So then when Garga Acharya heard this, he was very thrilled. But there was something I have to tell because I have 7 minutes. That Garga Acharya did not know that his Ishtadev is this one. He knew this is Supreme God today from Vasudev. He is the Supreme God, but Supreme God is Vishnu Tattva. Shantaras is worshipping. God has many forms, so many forms. But when I am attached to one form, Radha Shyam Sundar, all form is a manifestation of Radha Shyam Sundar. That is called Daishya, servitorship arises, not before. God is everywhere. That is Shanta. Mother Mukhya just read other day. I was very fascinated. Every time you hear every day that very nice point. Mother Mukhya was reading that God is everywhere. The Prabhupada was explaining to this, priest or somebody. Priest. So it's very nice. But Prabhupada says, but this is not enough. You have to go farther. I was thinking, wow, very good. Because this is what in Nectar of Devotion says, that when you know all the forms of God, but your attention in one form, like Vasudeva's attention only for his son, Nanda Maharaj's attention only for, then it is the pure love service, service began. No service began before that. So Vasudeva is so excited. So nobody knows, only you are the third person in the whole universe knows today. So please go and do the rituals according to Kshatriya Dharma. He wants to be righteous. Why? He wants to raise the child as a Kshatriya. So Gargamuni went there. What he has mentality? He's walking. He's thinking, oh, the Supreme God is here as their son. Wait, there's some checklist. I don't want to commit offense. Because if I reveal that he is Supreme Lord, what will happen? Lord wants to play as a little child. And I'm going to do against it. No, he's not a child. He is Supreme God. What am I doing? I'm going to commit offense against his will, his sweet will. So he has a duality going on within him. He is Supreme Lord. He should be known. Is he my Ishtadev? But his Ishtadev is very specific Swayam. Today he will discover it in this. But he doesn't know yet. He's thinking he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu Tattva. But this Nanda and Yashoda does not know this. So I have to protect their loving nature, affection nature. At the same time I have to reveal the Namakaran, giving name, all this ceremony. How do I do it? So he arrived. Then Nanda Baba already knew the qualification of Garga Acharya. He was Sarvajna, knew the past, present, future. Astrology, very good, first class astrologer. So that's very nice. So that time Garga Acharya, as he was received by Nanda Maharaj, this is a very nice teaching for me as a sadhaka. First time when a sadhu comes to your house, what he did? He smiled. Prabhupada writes, if you look at word to word meaning, the purport is very fascinating. Why he writes in the beginning of Bhagavatam, he said, one should see word to word, then by the time nine came to, you will become liberated minimum. Why? Because it is very, word to word, you smile. I don't like that sadhu. Does not matter, smile so you will not commit offense. This is for me, not for Nanda Maharaj, but I'm asking myself. Smile, then he, sweet word. Welcome, Nanda Baba, Garga Acharya. Then you appreciate his appearance. Oh, we are fallen. We don't know anything. Humility. And you know everything. But their intention is not for themselves. They do not live. In Chaitanya Charitamrita say, they do not live for themselves. They live for the pleasure of Krishna. They are only loving child. So their whole day, whole night thinking, Narayan is bringing this child for our son's pleasure. So how can we take advantage of Garga Acharya? So they glorified his position, his knowledge, his well-known Garga Muni. I'm not going to tell Garga Acharya. Well, I have a few minutes. The Garga Acharya's life is very sweet. How great learned person he is. But Nanda Baba knew everything about him. That's why he wanted to take advantage. That time, Garga Acharya says to him that I am very much happy to be here. Nanda Maharaj says, we are very much happy too. So knowing your qualification, could you please do these ceremonies? But he didn't tell that I came to do this. Why? Because there is a little, curbing. You have to curb the way to do it. So then Garga Acharya came up with this idea. He said, you know, this is also true that Vasudeva and the other Akrura, they warned me that Kamsa has appointed so many spies to do anybody related to Vasudeva and Devaki. And they know I am their guru. So I am coming all the way, that means they are already spying where I am going, whom I am talking, maybe the child he knows, that's why he is going there. So all this fear is there. What should he do? I don't want any harm to your child or your village or family. Maybe I should not do this. Nanda Baba says, no, you have to do. How can you not do? You have come all the way. Well, we can arrange some place that, okay, do this. Maybe we should go to a place called barn in English, Gosala, because Gosala is a place even nobody goes there. And Nanda Baba, next to his palace, he has a court. So if the foreign minister or somebody comes, that they will not come there. And no villager will come. Even no brother, his brother, four brother he had, they did not come. Why? Because Gargacharya also has a few points that if there is some Brahmana, I cannot lie, I have to tell the truth that he is Supreme Lord. I will tell all these names and they will say, hey, Gargacharya, you are the head of the Brahmana. You calling this little boy as a god, as a supreme person of Godhead, how am I going to confront this? He's thinking. So he said, better don't invite anybody. Means no Brahmana should come. No Kshatriya should come, no Vaishya should come, nobody should come, even your brothers. So indirectly he's giving, okay, it's better in a corner barn if we do it. And I don't want, Nanda Baba is thinking also, this is very good. This is very good because this way, why Nanda Baba agreed this? Nanda Baba agreed only for one reason, that at the end, when he finishes his Namakaran Lila, we will ask his blessing. And that time the blessing will be so good that our son will be no more unprotected because we faced already with Shakatasura and Putana and all this. So our son will be completely protected because of the power of him and will know all the secret, what are the danger coming in future. So will be prevention is better than cure. So they have their own calculation in the calculator. They chucked it out in the brain. And Nanda Gargamuni also chucked it out. So at the end, because I have 2 minutes, is that okay? I'll just finish the end of this. That at the end, because there is so much unlimited of this, Gargacharya, he, in his calculation, he found out the most mysterious while he is giving this name. While he's giving the name, those are very sweet names. I'm sorry, I didn't even explain this full name. But anyway, at the end, when Gargacharya was calculating, he came overwhelmed with emotion because he has opulence knowledge. Today he found out that his Ishtadev, his object of love, is that same boy. He was searching life after life. And he's thinking, what should I do? Should I just bow down and put him in a big altar in Alacho, like this, you know, we have, and just worship with a big, elaborate 64 limbs and articles and call the Brahmana and I'll do the puja, I'll cry for him and worship. But I can't do this because he chooses, Lord himself chooses to remain as a child and perform his lila. I will commit offense, go against his will. What should I do? What should I do? He's quoting these names, but he's overwhelmed with his another duality mind. How can I not pay obeisances? This is not bad. It becomes worse. Mother Yashoda, so much love. When Nanda Baba whispered, they hear one thing, Gargacharya mumble another thing. He's not saying all these words very clear. He's saying like a quiet so nobody hears, but actually he wants to like hide also with his emotion. Sometimes he used the word Basu, his name is Basudev. They're thinking some life he was a son of my cousin Basudev. So it's kind of like he's saying correct word, but they're taking some other meaning. So this way all the names going, but at one point, when at the end, Nanda Baba whispered to Yashoda, put the baby on his feet so he can get the blessing and protected forever. Gargacharya is thinking, how can I do this to touch his feet? But as a Brahmana, I'm supposed to touch his head. Blessing, like Mother Lakshmini gave very nice pastime 3 years back, I remember. Brahmana blesses by touching the head. So Brahmana is supposed to do, and Gargacharya knew this. So he wants to touch the head. But Mother Yashoda is thinking opposite. You let the junior to touch your feet, but now it is going to take place opposite. And it is the worst thing you can do to a sincere, real sincere, who finally got his object of love, that it cannot be executed. What Mother Yashoda did, said, Baba, you have done such a beautiful name giving ceremony. Please touch his head. So he's touching head and he's crying, I supposed to get touched by your head, not I touch your head. What am I doing? But he doesn't want to cry, because if he cries, then Nanda and Yashoda will say, did you see something wrong while you are calculating? Some inauspicious coming, more bad that you are not, please tell us. So he cannot cry, he cannot laugh, he cannot jump, he cannot run, he cannot worship. It's like a limbo. I don't know a word, how do you say? So at that time, it's become worse and worse. Nanda Baba says, Mother Yashoda, give me the son, give me the child. And he put the child's head on Gaurgacharya's feet. And Gaurgacharya closed his eye. He says, this is the worst thing in my entire life. He is my object of love, he is my object of worship, and he's touching my feet. What am I doing? This is highest ecstasy. Highest ecstasy is very difficult. This is what Mahaprabhu has come to give. This is what Prabhupada exhibited in 1973. Babrupu was telling that when Prabhupada could not control even himself, on the third time, he just stopped speaking and just in LA temple and cried and cried and cried. Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No question, because I'm already late. And please forgive me, as a temple authority, I don't mean to cross over the time.